This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
What's in a name? It's an important question that William Shakespeare presented in Romeo and Juliet. The scene may seem dramatic, but Shakespeare was onto something. Names matter when it comes to getting what you want. How they are pronounced, spelled, the tone in which you say someone's name, or even if you say it at all. Getting any of these things wrong can sabotage your pitch. Technology helps get more communications out quicker, but our copy and paste efficiency can be a detriment if we mess up the name. Before you pitch, meticulously review your greeting. First, look to see if you even have a greeting. Not addressing someone by name can make the receiver feel unimportant and a dead giveaway that you are blasting out a template message to several people at once. Second, make sure you double and triple check the spelling. And for in-person interactions, make eye contact when you ask someone their name. Immediately associate their face and name with an image to help you remember and recall. Then address that person by name at least 5 more times in the next 10 minutes of your interaction so you cement it in your mind. The power of your pitch is dependent on how you open it. And opening with a name tells someone that they are more important than your pitch. And that's the critical point when your message will be received. The pitch challenge today, learn 2 new names of someone in your office, neighborhood, school, or wherever you go. Practice these techniques, and soon your success will smell as sweet as Juliet's metaphorical rose.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare signup bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com. And I'll see you soon.